Our next story comes from the NPR Ed team. Reporter Eric Westerveld visited a special high school in New York City for students with cognitive and physical disabilities, and he saw how the music curriculum there has transformed at least one young life.
My name is Tuba Lakes. I'm 15 years old. I listen to iHeartRadio and radio.com, two apps. I practice my piano every night.
I met Toby Lakes when he was sitting at his piano, smiling. He plays lead piano and iPad guitar app for Public School 177's Technology Band. It's a school in Queens, New York, for children with disabilities. Toby's gifted in many areas, including piano and math. But in other life skills, including aspects of learning and in social situations, he has huge challenges. Among others, autism spectrum disorder.
I know how to play chords like C major, C minor, C dominant seventh. All these chords, I just play all by myself.
No lessons, Toby says. He's tall and thin with long, narrow fingers and thick glasses. His parents and teachers say Toby taught himself, somehow, to play piano. Toby is kind of the Art Tatum of the PS-177 band, super talented, self-taught, and partially blind. He was born with sight in only one eye.
Toby Lakes.
The Lakes,
the man with the ears. Play a C dominant sharp 9 for me. Yeah! Okay, fix the bass note. Or fix what, something has to be fixed. You got the idea, though. Play it again.
The band is the creation of veteran music teacher Adam Goldberg. The 53-year-old has dedicated much of his adult life to teaching music to the students with disabilities at PS-177 in the Fresh Meadows section of Queens. Students like Toby.
It's just an innate ability that he has.
You'll hear a song half a dozen times and be able to play it.
Yeah, maybe less than a half a dozen. If it's basic chords and not too many, he'll hear it once and start playing along with it.
Toby's father, Carl Olufemi Lakes, says some 10 years ago, the family had just finished a long car trip to visit friends in Atlanta. They were all tired and hungry. Carl was in another room with his friend when he heard something beautiful.
So we both walked into the living room, and we saw Toby standing by the keyboard and just playing it. And my friend is very knowledgeable in music. And it was like, this boy's playing a masterpiece.
Carl, who works two jobs to keep the family together, says Toby's older brother has a severe disability. He doesn't speak. He's blind. Carl says Toby playing in the school band has helped pull the family closer, and it's given him and his wife something they hadn't experienced in a long time.
Finally, our son is giving us joy from being hopeless to being hopeful. This band, they have a way to communicate among themselves that transcends into it's other part of life. Suddenly, you start feeling like, you know what? I think he can pull through by himself if I'm not here.
That Toby will be okay. That he'll have a life, Carl adds. Toby Lakes, the man with the ears, music to the rescue.
I feel excited. I feel happy. I love music.
Eric Westerveld, NPR News.